We're in Simon Reish Tzadi Ches. We're up to Sif Dalid. We'll be doing from Dalid through Vav. Dalid ein mevarchem al aner at she'osu la'oro. You're not allowed to make a barei mi'areish until you're in a position where you can benefit from it. What is this? Da'ainu she'esamuch lo, that you should be so close to it, b'chdei she'yuchal la'avchin be'madbeya medina zo l'madbeya medina acheres, that you could tell the difference between one currency and another one. This halacha is true, even lekula, meaning you're walking outside in the street and someone's making havdalah in the house, but you're close enough outside to be able to get hanah from the ner, you can make a bracha, barei mi'areish. Now also, people are knowing that after the mavdal says barei mi'areish, they sort of pass around the candle and people go and put their fingers to it. What they have to do is, you have to come close to the ner at the time of the bracha, not afterwards. They're supposed to be looking at the fingernails before the bracha. Sifhei, ein mevarchim al haner shelo shavas mimaleches avera. Unlike Yom Kippur, where the whole idea is to make a bracha on a ner that sat around all Yom Kippur and didn't do malacha, on Shabbos, you don't need that. You can make a barei mi'areish on fresh fire, the same way Adam Arishin discovered fire on Matzoy Shabbos by rubbing together two flints. But it cannot be ner that was non-Sabbath observant. What does that mean? That is, ner shalosh Shabbos memaleches aver lafuke, or shehidlik lachaya v'lachola, a ner that was lit for women in childbirth, in labor, or someone who was ill, shekiven shalohudlik laver mevarchen alav. So, if it was lit on Shabbos, beheter, for a chola, then you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Whereas, aval, im hidliko ein Yehudi b'Shabbos, if it was lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos, kevin shim hoya madliko yisrael over avera, hoya over, since had a Jew lit it, it would have been an avera. Lo Shabbos min meleches avera, you can't say that it rested from meleches avera. What counts is not the mais avera. It didn't rest from what by a Jew would be called melacha. You also don't make a bracha on a ner of avodah zarah mamish. Now, the halacha is, you're not yotzi even b'diyeved with a ner that was lit on Shabbos b'isser. Even ben hashmoshes, if a Jew lit a candle, it's possible for avdalah. A chola she'ein bo sakana than a non-Jew lit, the halacha is called tzorchei chola nasna yedei akum, so that's mutter. A non-Jew has a ner in his house, has a candle burning in his house. You have no idea when he lit it. In his stomach, he lit it on Shabbos. A Jew that lit a candle from the ner shel avodah zarah. The ner is not nesar, although it was also for him to do it in the first place. Sivav. Ein a Yehudi shidlik b'matzoy Shabbos mi Yisrael, o Yisrael mein Yehudi mevarchen alav. If a Jew lit from a non-Jew from a Jew, the halacha is you're allowed to make a bracha on it. Aval, in Yehudi shehidlik me'el Yehudi emer varchan alav. A non-Jew that lit from a non-Jew, you could not make a bracha on it. Uvmatziyam kippur emer varchan ner shehidlik Yisrael me'el Yehudi. Now, what is this halacha? If one non-Jew lit a ner on Shabbos, and another non-Jew took from that fire, the halacha is you cannot make use of it. You can't make a bracha on it. What happens if the first one didn't light it on Shabbos? He lit it on Matzoy Shabbos. That's usher as a gzera. We're afraid that maybe one day the first one will light on Shabbos and the second one will take it from him. So again, if a non-Jew lit it on Shabbos, we said that if another non-Jew lights from that, the halacha is it's usher. If a Jew lights from that, it's usher. If a non-Jew lights it, not on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, La Halacha will say that if you take it from another non-Jew, there it may be that it will translate that as approval. If he lights it from another non-Jew, someone will translate it as you, as the other non-Jew lit it on Shabbos. So the Halacha is, if a non-Jew lights on Shabbos, it's Aser. If a non-Jew lights Matzoy Shabbos, it's Mutter. But if a non-Jew lights from a non-Jew who lit on Matzoy Shabbos, it's Aser as a Gzeira Otu if the non-Jew lit it on Shabbos. B'di'eved, if it was lit on Shabbos, you're not Yotze. If it was lit after Shabbos, even though it was a non-Jew that lit from a non-Jew, the halacha is that it's mutter. that you were yotze b'diavad. Whereas on Matzah Yom Kippur, the halacha is that you need a ner that was burning all Shabbos and that malacha wasn't done with. So there the halacha would be that if a Yisrael lit from an achri, you're not yotze, because it's a ner shalosh Shabbos.